Hey guys, it's Glenn Hayworth here. Welcome to the Guitar Talk podcast. On this episode, we've stripped the audio from one of the videos Ryan and myself have done recently. To see the full video, go to our YouTube channel. The link is in the show notes. Enjoy. It's Glenn Hayworth here.
It's Ryan Beveridge. How you going?
Today we are doing what's new? Epiphones.
Yeah.
We got these new Epiphones in stock. We're just having a little bit of a jam ski on them. Mm. Check this one out. This one really grabs your attention. Rainbow fans.
Rainbow.
If you like rainbow ice cream, if you like double rainbows,
yeah,
all the way. What does this mean?
What does this mean? Oh! Oh my God.
It's a cool eye-catching guitar. I mean, you pretty much either gonna love this one or hate it.
Yeah, it's like they've really gone, well, we can't decide which color we want, so let's go all of the colors.
Chuck it all in there, just throw it in the mix and stir it up and see what comes out. So this is actually the Les Paul 1960 Tribute Plus.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of an upgrade to the one that I'm playing here, which is the Standard Pro.
Yeah, so in terms of upgrade, so this one's got the 57 classic Gibson pickups, Gibson pickups in it. Got those nice chrome covers on it as well, the Tune-O-Matic bridge. Flame maple top, carved top, mahogany body, mahogany neck, set neck in the body. It's got locking Grover machine heads too. Mm. Make it easy to change strings and to keep tune better as well so the strings don't
really slip. The closest thing you're going to get to a Gibson without it being a Gibson.
And series parallel push-pulls as well.
Yeah.
So change the wiring from series to parallel. So you get a kind of sound, you can have a humbucker sound or you can sound more like a Strat with two single coils working together.
Yeah.
Single coil Strat.
Yeah.
Tell us about yours, Bev,
so this
man.
This is the Standard Pro in the green.
Yeah.
It's a AAA flame maple top.
AAA.
Yeah.
And that's a good rating.
They're offering a few different colors too.
Yeah.
You see back here, where is it?
This
Cherry
one
Sunburst.
Yeah.
I think they're doing like a black and a red and...
Cherry Sunburst, that's going to be one of my favourite finishes on a Les Paul.
Oh, it's a classic.
Cherry Sunburst.
Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
You name it.
I haven't said that. I like the green, though.
Well, it's cool that they're offering these colours that they haven't really done before, you know, or like don't do often. You don't often see a green guitar, do you?
Nah. No.
And there's got to be people out there that are just stinging for a green guitar.
There's some green fans. There's some Hulk fans.
Yeah.
Like Hulk.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, the Irish.
Sometimes you need a guitar for that day.
This is an Irish guitar right here. But I like the green. If we're talking colours, you know, I don't know if I'd play this as a regular thing. If I was doing like a fun kind of like quirky gig.
Yeah, a reggae band or something.
Yeah, this would be mad fun. But as a regular guitar, I don't know. Mm. I don't know if I could pull off a rainbow.
Yeah. It's one of those things that like someone out there is... This is the perfect guitar for
Him. That guy on the double rainbow video, he'd cry if he saw this, pretty much. He would tear up.
Oh! 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 It's so beautiful.
It's a really beautiful guitar, the finish they do.
Yeah.
Cool. So we were jamming a bit of Boulder's Love.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a listen just individually to the guitars?
Totally, yeah.
So I'll go neck and bridge pickups during this.
We'll be right back.
like that sound.
Beautiful.
So yeah. I'm actually going through a Vox AC30.
Classic.
With the blue Celestion speakers too. So yeah. And just no pedal, just straight through the amp. Yeah. It's a nice sound, hey? I really like that sound.
Yeah, it's good.
What about yours, man? Give yours
a little break. I didn't mention before, but these are the Pro Bucker.
Yeah.
Most Epiphones will come with the Pro Bucker humbuckers.
Yeah.
As well as coil tapping, so you can get that single coil sound.
Yep.
I'll show you a little bit of everything if I can.
Yep.
Here's just the bridge pickup, no coil tap, just as is.
Yep.
Then the bridge, the neck, sorry. And let's tap them. Four really usable tones on that.
Satisfying.
Yeah.
I didn't get to pull my do the push pulls.
I'm gonna push pulls
on mine real quick. Okay?
Go for it.
So I'm gonna just pop these suckers up so we can hear the parallel series difference. Yeah.
Adds a bit of girth to it, doesn't it? Mm. Some meat and potatoes. Meat and three veg.
Sounds hearty. Nah, it's just good, just different tonal options. I mean, like you can play with those. See what suits your sound.
Yeah.
A certain song that you're playing. Mm. Cool. Next guitar. So
yeah, let's have a look.
That's the Les Pauls. Cool. So I've got the Epiphone SL.
Yeah, and I'm playing the Epiphone Casino.
Similar kind of colours.
Yeah. I think this is turquoise and this is like Pacific blue, they call it.
Yeah. So this guitar here, it's only been a recent addition.
Yeah.
So the Epiphone SL is single coil pickups, which you don't often get on your Epiphone.
Yeah, it's reminiscent of an old Gibson style called the Melody Maker, which is like their sort of student model.
Yeah.
Single coil pickups,
different
type of pickguard, and just like a bolt-on neck.
And that's what this guitar is really. It's your student model. It's got a wraparound tailpiece, which is nice and easy. But I mean, the intonation is not going to be as accurate as, say, something like that.
That's
where
right,
you can adjust each individual string, so for your tuning. It's a bolt-on neck. The machinos aren't die-cast. So there's a couple of things that they save on with this one, because it brings it in under the $300 mark for an Epiphone guitar. So
I've kind of said for this one, it'd be like a modder's dream, you know? You can put your own pickups in, machine heads, and you've got quite a decent guitar.
I think there's a fair few guys and gals on the internet who are hotting these ones up, putting different pickups in. And
the color options are awesome. They do these ones. There's a bright yellow, there's a sunburst and all that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. I'll have a little bit of a play, but
yep.
So I'm gonna go neck and bridge pick. I'll start with the neck. Sounds good through that Vox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, let's talk about yours, man. You got the lovely Casino hollow body.
Am I allowed to say in the video that I actually own one of these?
You can say that in the video. You pretty much just did. So.
I do. I own two of these, actually. I have doubles.
Whoa. Yeah. Settle down. So you're in love with the
Epiphone Casino is probably my favorite guitar.
Yeah. You just like the name because you're a gambling guy, or you like Casino Royale.
The association with the Beatles is undeniable.
Yeah.
The Beatles used these ones in the 60s. They all put John Paul and George all had one each.
Yeah.
And they used them, most of them used it right up to the end of their careers, you know. So Paul's still going, he's still using his. So
you're a big Beatles fan.
Big Beatles fan, so.
And talk about like the guitar, so hollow body, all hollow.
Yeah, so it's fully hollow, so there's not even a center block down the middle.
Yeah.
So it makes it quite light. You've got the P90 pickups, which give it a real single coil kind of bite.
Big fat single coils.
And it just chimes like crazy.
Yep, you've got that nice trapeze tail piece.
It's a big bit of...
And the new colour that they're doing is, you know, it's matching neck as well.
Yeah.
And around the back of the headstock, if you can see too, which is cool.
Yeah. My favourite's this colour, obviously, because I was seeking it out.
Yeah.
I've also got one in red.
Yeah.
But they also do the, there's the blonde over there, the sort of John Lennon style.
Blonde finish there.
They also do a sunburst, and for this year they're doing the orange as well.
Got some cool new colours. So let's ask you guys, what colours do you like in these Epiphone casinos? What's your favourite colour? You know, I reckon that colour's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I like the natural.
Yeah.
Just a natural.
I've always said if I could afford it, I'd have one in every colour for the space in my house.
Yeah. You're lucky that you've got a good, you know, a wife that understands your addiction.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Cool, man. Let's hear it anyway.
Yeah, cool. What's a Beatles guitar without doing some Beatles riffs?
I don't know, Day Tripper? Nice, man. So that's bridge pickup.
That's bridge, yeah. Let's hear it on the neck.
Yeah.
Both at the same time.
Super chimes.
Chimes, yeah. It's crazy.
Chime for days.
Turn down the gain a little bit just to get it to like do its thing.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do with these fully hollow ones because they do feedback a little bit if there's too much gain.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going through the JCM 800 Marshall, the new Studio 20 for this year.
Yeah. And I'm going through the Vox AC30 with the blue Celestion speakers. Yeah, that was really chimey, man. And especially the bridge pickup, super chimey. Neck pickup's a bit more smooth, but that bridge pickup and both pickups together, That was Chimeville, Population Bevo. Right
Population there. Bell.
Yeah. Cool, so that's what's new in Epiphone, guys. Let us know what you think in the comments. What would you like to see? And what's your favorite out of these ones?
Yeah, come in and check them out too, because we've got them in stock.
I probably don't even have to ask you your favorite. You're probably going to pick that one out of what we've done today.
Casino.
This one's cool for the value, the SL. I'm probably more of a Les Paul guy, so I'm going to say that green Les Paul that you're playing. The Standard Pro is probably going to be my go-to.
Great. There's one more guitar we forgot.
And I don't know how we could. This is the Epiphone SG, the iconic rock guitar. Do you know when this guitar first came out? It was actually a Les Paul.
Yes, and he didn't like them, so he changed the name.
Yeah, they liked the shape of this, but they wanted to bring the Les Paul back, so they ended up calling this the SG, which stands for Solid Guitar.
Les Paul himself, the man, didn't dig the shape.
Yeah.
So he said, take my name off it. I don't want anything to do with it.
Made it Solid Guitar, that's what it is. Gibson SGs are really popular, obviously bands like AC/DC play them.
Black Sabbath.
Led Zepp.
No.
Oh, with a double guitar.
The double guitar,
I'm going deep here, deep. Yeah. You need a
technicality.
Yeah, yeah. This is the Epiphone SG Pro, so you've got the Unico Pro humbucker pickups, which you can coil tap, split them as well. Mahogany body.
Yeah.
Set neck.
These are great, I love these. Yeah.
Just a rock machine. So you can have a play?
No, I think you should play this one.
No, you're more of a player than me, but no, I don't want to play.
I insist.
Get out of here. You're playing it. You're playing it. Let's both play.
Together.
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 Forever.
Whenever.